Boys and girls, today I would like to read to you another sermon that the Reverend William Swan Plumer preached many years ago to boys and girls. It's called Why Christ Died, and the verse of scripture that he based his sermon upon is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3. Christ died for our sins. All men agree that Christ died. The Jews say he died. The Christian says so. Everyone who knows anything of Christ knows that he died, that he died on the cross. This is a great truth, and all men ought to think of it. One great end of the Lord's Supper is to show forth the Lord's death till he come. The text says, Christ died for our sins. All men who suffer may be said in some sense to suffer for sin. Death came by sin. Some pains are sent to wean us from sin. Some pains are sent on us to punish us for our own sins. Some pains are sent on us to give us a chance to glorify God by our patience and submission to his holy will, and thus also do good to others. But Christ never did love sin, and never did anything sinful. He had no sin of his own. He knew no sin. He did not die for his own sins. He had none to die for. Yet he died, and he died for sins. The text says he died for our sins. That makes it all plain. We had many sins, and great sins too. He, the just, died for us unjust. He, the Holy One, died for us wicked ones. God is holy, and hates sin with all his heart. God has justly said, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." God cannot deny himself, cannot give up his law. He cannot deny his right to rule us and to punish the wicked. Men are not kept out of hell because it would have been wrong for God to send them there. We all deserve to go to hell. Of his own mere love and pity and kindness, and not at all for our worth, Jesus Christ said to his Father, "I will die for them. I will take a body at the right time and lay down my life for them. Let them not die. They deserve to die. But if I die for them, then God can be just and yet save them. I will die in their place, in their stead." The Father agreed to take Christ at his word. By and by, Christ was born in Bethlehem, and when he was about 33 years old, he died as he had said he would. He died willingly. He said, "I will lay down my life. No man taketh it from me." God was well pleased both with Christ's life and with his death. He showed this by raising him from the dead the third day. He was made under the law that he might redeem them who were under the law. The curse was resting on us. Christ bore the curse in his own body and soul, for his soul was full of pain as well as his body. He was a fit person to die for our sins. He was a man and could feel for us and die for us. He was also God. The Bible says so. The Word was God. So he was equal with the Father and could have power with God. He was also chosen by God to this very work. He did the work the Father gave him to do. He did it all. He did it well. He was the right one to die for us and be at once our friend and the friend of God. He died for our sins as a lamb died for the sins of a Jew in old times. When a Jew had sinned, he took, as God said he should, a male lamb that had no spot nor blemish, and brought it to the altar of God. Then the priest took it and laid it on the altar, and the poor Jew came and put his hands on its head and confessed his sins. The lamb could not then be let loose any more. It must die in the stead of the Jew who had sinned. It was made a curse for him. It was a victim in his place. The priest then took its life by shedding its blood. The man went free, but the lamb died for his sins against some of the laws of Moses. So Christ died for our sins. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Christ had no spot of sin about him. He was the priest that made the offering. He offered his own soul and body. Oh, that all would come to him as the poor sinning Jew came to his lamb and lay their hands on him and take him for their lamb to take away their sins. Those are sweet words of a hymn. My faith would lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He takes away the sins of old and young. If anyone shall ever be saved, it must be by Christ alone. The very youngest child that goes to heaven is saved by Christ. All old people who escape hell are saved by Christ. This is the best way to be saved. It is the only way to be saved. Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." If we have any right views of sin or of God, we will like this way. It suits us so well. No other way does suit us at all. Christ died for all our sins, and not merely for some of them. And though he was dead, he is alive again to care for us and to plead for us before God. He is our advocate. When the blood of a lamb was shed by a priest for a Jew, the blood must be sprinkled soon, lest it grow cold. But the blood of Christ is, as it were, always warm. It is always fit to be sprinkled on us to cleanse us from guilt. So it is said in one of our hymns, "Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more." No, his blood shall never lose its power. Oh, the precious blood of Christ. You all ought now to come to him and be saved. You cannot take away your own sins, nor can any man take them away. They are too great and too many. But Jesus can take them all away. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. He has saved millions on millions already. How sweet it will be, when at last saved in heaven by him, to sing of his love. A poor Greenlander once heard, for the first time, how Christ died for our sins, and he said, "If this Saviour died for me, he shall be my Saviour." And so he became a Christian. If you hear and read of the love of Christ to us, and do not love him also, that Greenlander will rise in the judgment and condemn you. Will not each of you say, "Hear, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do." Let us pray. Thou kind and holy God, we thank thee that thou didst so love the world as to give thy Son to die for our sins. We ought to love thee. Draw us unto thee. Let us not have our own way, Let us not live in sin and die in sin, since Jesus has died for our sins. Help us to come to Christ. Show us the right way to come. Give us hearts to come. We ask everything in his name. Amen.